Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's late night on a Friday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Eric in for Henry. Thanks so much for tuning us in. And what a weekend this is going to be for Willie Burton, one of the all-time Gopher greats. And everything will be capped off on Sunday at the Barn, Michigan State against Minnesota. And Willie Burton going to have that number 34 jersey retired in a banner-raising ceremony that should be quite a special snapshot in Gopher time. And joining us now is Richard Coffey, who played with Willie for the Gophers back in the day, also used to be with the Timberwolves. And Richard, great to have you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And this is really going to be a fabulous tribute to Willie, isn't it?
It really is, and not only for Willie, but for the teammates, the guys that played with Willie and had an opportunity to share some time with him on the court. You know, Willie was probably the best player that I've ever played with at any level. You know, his skill set was amazing. He had just a ton of God-given ability. He was a great teammate on and off the court. So we've had some festivities for him tonight. We're going to continue with them later tonight, and then tomorrow we're doing some stuff over at J.D. Horse Restaurant for him, and then Sunday is the actual jersey retirement.
Yeah, what's that mean to see somebody have the banner raised at the Barn? Because you go into that venue, Richard, you know it well, and you look up, and there's Trent Tucker, you know, there's Kevin McHale, there's Lou Hudson. When Willie goes up there, he's with the legends, isn't he?
He is. It's not many people up there, and not many of us had an opportunity to play with someone that would be in the Raptors. And I'm telling you, I am just so proud and so happy for Willie, and I'm so happy for just being a part of that team. And the legacy of Willie going up in those Raptors is also all of his teammates' legacy as well.
And the old coach, the architect of those great teams, Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, 89 and 90, Clem Haskins is back in town. And I know that's special, isn't it?
That is my guy. He was the guy for all of us. He's the best coach I've ever had. He helped us become men, and we often get together and talk about him, and it's so amazing to have him back in town, and it's just going to be an amazing weekend celebrating Willie and having Coach in town just puts the cream on top.
Yeah, and Coach Haskins had that unique ability to blend different personalities and get you guys all to buy into the same thing, which was trying to win basketball games. You're from North Carolina. Willie comes in from Detroit. Jim Schickenjansky, I believe, was from Rockford, Illinois. But everybody came together for that common goal, didn't they?
Well, he was really good at really getting you to buy into playing your role on the team. You know, we all had different roles. My role was really rebounding and playing defense. And he got me to buy into that. Willie's role was scoring. Schickenjansky had a different role. Melvin Newburn, Kevin Lynch, Walter Bond, we all had different roles. We understood what those roles were. And as soon as we got an understanding of those roles, we start winning a lot of basketball games.
When did you know that Willie Burton was special? I mean, eventually he plays in the NBA and for a number of teams, but anytime you reach the association, that's the pinnacle. When did you know that Willie Burton was going to go to that next level?
Well, I knew he was special from the first time I met him, because one of the first conversations I had with him, he and I were walking on to our first semester of our first class of our freshman year, and I looked at him and I said, "Hey, Willie, what are you going to major in?" And he looked at me and he said, "Major?" He said, "Man, I'm here to play basketball and go to the NBA." And I said to myself, "Oh, he's a special kid."
Yeah, no doubt, and he became the Gophers' second all-time leading scorer with 1,800 points, first-team All-Big Ten. In 1990, but now we find out all these years later he's trying to get that degree, isn't he?
Well, he has it.
That's even better.
He got his degree probably I think a couple 3 years ago, and now he runs all of the Detroit, the city of Detroit athletics for all of the high schools in Detroit. So he's doing an amazing job now, you know, serving his community back into Detroit. He had an amazing NBA basketball career. You know, he scored 54 points in one game. When he was with Philadelphia, he scored 54 points in a game. How many people in the NBA, in the history of the NBA, have scored more than 50 points in a game? It's not many, but he is one of them.
So what's that going to be like when you and Willie and Clem and all the other guys get together and break bread?
It's going to be so awesome. I mean, ever since we realized that they was going to be retiring his jersey, we all been talking about it. We have a group chat together, you know, about 15, 20 of us on it. We just can't wait until that time on Sunday when they uncover that jersey. Tomorrow night at J.D. Horse is going to be just a special time to have everybody back in the house. It's going to be a lot of stories, a lot of pictures, a lot of food. It's going to be an awesome night for us.
Richard Coffey, our guest, former Gopher great, also played with the Timberwolves here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Richard, the current edition of the Minnesota Gophers got a huge win last night. They beat Ohio State 62-59. Marcus Carr sinks the three ball with 3.3 seconds left. Gophers get their first road win and the first time since the 04-05 season where they've swept the Ohio State Buckeyes. So it was time for Minnesota to step up on the road, wasn't it?
That was a big win. I mean, that win can continue to help those young men grow and have a great effect on the season. I mean, Oturu is just having an amazing season. I hope he can keep it up. You know, that was a big shot by Carr last night. You know, I really hope those guys can get the win to make it back to the NCAA tournament. It'll be special for those young men and just special for the city.
Yeah, and you want to build consecutive years of going to the tournament. That's what you guys did back in the day with Clem. You don't want to be, you know, one and done. And I think
right.
It's important that Richard Pitino gets this team into March again playing meaningful basketball.
It's super important. And I you know, knowing a lot of the kids on the team, because Amir played with those kids, you just want those kids to be successful. And every win, every time they win a game, I'm just so happy for them. And I just hope they can get to that magic number so that they can get to the NCAA tournament.
Daniel Oturu, most of the basketball experts think he's going to be gone, possibly a top 10 pick in the upcoming NBA draft. You're a good judge of talent, Richard. This guy has unlimited potential, doesn't he?
He's amazing. I'm actually surprised with how he's playing this season. I knew he would be good this season, but he's just been amazing. And I honestly just hope he can keep it up because, you know, it's just an amazing – it's awesome when you have a local kid that's playing so well that brings so much attention to not just the University of Minnesota but to the city. And I just wish him well. And he and Amir were really good friends when Amir was on the team. So I know they still talk. So I just wish Daniel and his family the best.
Yeah, and I think he's got that skill set that's going to translate well at the next level, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does. He's 6'10". He can shoot the three. He can post up. He rebounds well. He plays good defense. He blocks shots. I mean, he really is the whole package. And he's gotten a lot stronger. And the way that the NBA is played today, he fits it perfectly.
All right, you brought up Amir, your son. He left the U of M last season after that tournament run. Now he's with the Los Angeles Clippers. And there's certainly a growth curve in the NBA. You know that, Richard. But how are things going for Amir Coffey with an ultra-talented Clippers team led by Doc Rivers?
You know, he is in the right spot. I love Doc. You know, Jerry West is with the Clippers, and he's mentoring Amir. Jerry West pulled me aside this summer in the summer league, and he said to me, he said, "Mr. Coffey," he said, "I've been doing this a long time." He said, "Your son is one of the most underrated players I've ever seen in my life."
Wow.
He said, "Tell him to be patient with us. We got a big plan for him." So he's in the right spot. He's doing really well. He's actually up with the team right now. They play tonight, so I am celebrating Willie, and at the same time, I watched them play tonight on against the Miami team. So it was fun.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler and the Heat, that's a tough opponent. But let me get this straight. The logo, Jerry West, number 44, said Mr. Coffey to you. That's pretty good stuff.
Right, right. He said to me, he said, "Mr. Coffey, my name is Jerry." And I start laughing. I said, I said, yes, Mr. Ware, I know who you are.
And I know you don't get starstruck. You've seen it all. But when a guy like Jerry West comes up to you, I mean, you kind of have to just stand there and say, wait a minute, this guy's accomplished a ton.
Oh, it's not often that you get to meet the logo.
No.
It's not often that you get to meet the logo. So when you're in the logo presence, you better recognize.
And as you talked about, for Jerry West to tell you that, and you know, patience is a big thing for young guys in the NBA.
Yeah.
The LA Clippers clearly trending up. We know about the offseason moves they made, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
Steve Ballmer, their owner, is all in. I know they're talking about a new arena in Inglewood near the Rams and Chargers Stadium.
Yep.
So they want to get out of that Lakers shadow and create their own brand, don't they?
They do. They really do. And I think that's starting to happen this year. It's going to be a great season. They got some superstars and all-stars on their team. Amir's in a great spot to learn so much about basketball and being a professional this year. And it's just been such a positive experience for him so far this year.
And he's bounced back and forth between the LA Clippers and the Agua Caliente Clippers, and they play in Ontario. And I was out there last month, and I-10 separates LA and Ontario by about 45 miles. So that's a good situation where if he's not with the NBA team, the G League is close.
Exactly, and it's only about an hour away from the Clippers arena. He's doing really well down there. I think he had 29 points about a week ago, and then it had a couple 20 points games. So he's doing really well, and he's just growing as an individual. He loves LA, of course, and you know what? Everything is going really well for the kid right now. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, how does he like guys like Kawhi and Paul George and you know that star-studded roster?
You know, I'm telling you, Paul George has done a great job at taking Amir under his wing and helping Amir. And then the other guy that spends a lot of time with Amir, and his name escaped me right now. Watch the little point, the defensive guy name.
Patrick Beverly?
Beverly. I love
the guy who blocked LeBron on Christmas.
I love Beverly. Yeah. He has really taken Amir under his wing, and he's a big Amir Coffey fan, and that's just been awesome.
Yeah, and Richard, when you look at the NBA's Western Conference, as always, it's ultra-competitive, and the Clippers feel like, okay, they have a chance to make a run. But right now, the Lakers, with LeBron and Anthony Davis, they are clearly the top team. But it's a tough, tough conference to make progress in, and the Clippers have to feel like they're at least in the mix, being the three seed now.
For sure. It's a tough conference, and, you know, the Western Conference is always super tough. And the Lakers right now are playing really well. But I think the Clippers have a little strategy up their sleeve because they're resting Kawhi some games, and, you know, Paul George gets to rest some games. So I think they have a little strategy up their sleeve.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting.
Strategy up their sleeve, so.
Yeah, for sure. And Doc Rivers as a head coach, I'm sure Amir is learning a lot from him.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
All right, Richard, we're going to let you go. I know it's a busy weekend. You're following Amir. You're with Willie Burton, so thanks for spending time with us.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for having me.
All right, very good. He's Richard Coffey, former Gopher great, also played with the Timberwolves here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline on News Talk 830-WCCO.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.